I mean, John, who's working on our show at the moment, he's not an intern, he's producing the show with us this week. But we've also got a new intern.
Yes.
Who is shadowing today.
Yes.
So what happens is the new intern comes in, follows somebody for a week, mm-hmm. learns how everything works, and then they're on their own in at the deep end.
That's it.
So we got a new intern in today. So he comes into the studio. Mm. So there's Captain on the floor. There's a load of toilet roll going on. James comes in. John's comes in. And our new intern, who's 6'7", yes. is just stood there watching people on their hands and knees sweeping orange juice off the floor. And he's only been working in radio for 2 hours.
It's and, quite the introduction, isn't it?
And then James helpfully just said, oh, I really fancy an orange juice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I do.
There's some on the floor.
It's a bit sticky over there. It's like Ronaldo's in Peterborough back in 1992.
We could squeeze out some of that toilet roll and send the driplets into your mouth if you really want some.
No, I'm not thirsty anymore.
Really?
No. All right. Mm.
Change your mind.
I came back in the studio and didn't even see where you were.
I was on my hands and knees behind a desk.
Yeah. Not for the...
is it my birthday?
Whatever that means, of course.
Because you like orange juice.
Yeah, Rob DJ is a Monday night pub quiz, and we all get to play it on a Tuesday morning. And Rob DJ is coming up, but I will play you Manic Street Preachers next. But which one?
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
This summer, breeze past the price cap with Eon Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So whether the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Stay one step ahead of the cap and save with Next Pledge from Eon Next. Switching is easy. Visit eonnext.com/save. Next Pledge is a 12-month fixed term tariff. Rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just $4.99 and only on the app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! Happy Tuesday!
Massive bank holiday weekend for the 4 till 7 fan gang. Harry bought a Jag. Plus, we get the best three of the old Hawaii Five-O's and spin the reels of the old Mexican Bandit for this week's Mexican Handbag. The 4 till 7 thing from 4 till 7.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio
Hey, how you doing? It's the Chris Moyle Show. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's my new character.
That's really good.
Yeah. He's like a cool late-night DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you doing? He's got a slightly transatlantic accent.
How you doing?
Yeah,
How you doing, man?
That's really cool.
Do you know, I was listening to Mumford & Sons the other day.
Mm.
We're in the car. I was driving with Jack. Jack was TMing me this weekend.
Oh, right, yeah.
And before you start thinking that's rude, Urban Dictionary, it's tour managing, all right? Because I had 3 gigs and a lot of miles to do.
Do you know what? When you say that, why wasn't Jack driving you if he's tour managing you?
I am a dream to work with on gigs because I prefer to drive.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the role of the tour manager is, have you got everything? Yeah. All right, let's double check you got everything. And I've got backup stuff. Okay, great. Do you want me to drive? And I go, I'd rather drive if that's okay. So Jack, on Friday, sat in the passenger seat for 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Right.
And but then he comes alive.
Sure.
Like where he goes to talk to the stage manager and the AL. And then they...
Artist liaison.
Correct. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I've realised when you're working with a proper TM, there's lots of abbreviations.
Yeah.
RSVP. He's SM. He's E. Looks like he is. Stage manager, Chris. All right, I've got you. Yeah. Anyway, and then when we get to the venue, I have a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I have a drink or two during my set.
Good.
And then I'll have a couple of drinks afterwards.
Great.
And that's when they drive.
Ah, okay. That's good.
So he drove me back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So let me just recap. My tour manager, I drove to Cornwall on Friday, 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he drove from the hotel to the gig and from the gig to the hotel.
Right.
And do you know what that was?
What?
About 2 minutes each way.
Yeah. And you drove him for six?
6 hours, 15 minutes. Wow. And he drove 4 minutes on Friday night. That was it.
What
anyway,
a gig.
I had a great time. Why did I get into that? I've no idea. Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah.
Manic Street Preachers, Australia. I never actually finished what I started saying.
Right, yes, you didn't.
Because we ended up talking about the fact that I drove a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, now I'm doing it again. I'm going on tangents. And I was going to say, we're listening to Mumford & Sons in the car. We listened to a lot. We're in the car for 6 hours and 15 minutes on Friday.
Yeah,
we did a lot of driving.
You watched two and a half films.
I did a lot of driving.
Yeah.
And we're listening to Mumford & Sons. He'd not heard Rushmere.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'll get that on. If I said to you, I've made a song.
Yeah.
Or do you know when you... Well, it's even better with you.
Yeah.
You wrote a couple of songs.
Yes.
And you got Abigail to sing them.
Yes. Right. The beautiful Abigail DB. What a voice.
Now, if you were to say, I've recorded a song myself and I've sung it myself, right? And you had an American accent or a slight transatlantic accent.
Yeah.
We would mock you for it.
That's right.
We would go, why do you sound American? If you were like, I ran into an old friend. We'd be like, what are you doing? You'd be like, oh, well, it's like country rock and that. But why are you doing it in that voice? But you never question Marcus Mumford's voice.
No, you're
Marcus
right.
Mumford sounds Australian.
He does.
And he's also got that thing going on there.
Yeah.
Like Sean Connery.
It's a little bit Sean Connery, isn't it? You're right.
In the same way that if you didn't know and you heard that Manic Street Preachers track Australia, you wouldn't go, so they're Welsh, are they?
Yeah.
You would never think that.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't, ever.
Kelly Jones sounds a bit Welsh, I think, when he sings.
Absolutely.
But James doesn't sound Welsh in the Manics.
But then you listen to Elton John singing, he's American.
American.
He's deep South American.
And you'd never question it.
No, exactly.
Whereas if there was a new band from Stockport that came out, some cool indie band, and they had an American accent, you'd be like, well, what are you singing like that?
That's a bit weird.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of weird voices.
Oh, yeah.
Back by popular demand, this is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
And here's Rob DJ!
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, everyone.
Strange voice. What's the what?
Strange voice.
Well, you know, in a
good way, though, Rob. Strange in a good way.
Talk about strange. It's strange without Pippa, isn't it?
No, it's great. Don't even know what you mean. Who is she? Don't even remember.
Judas.
Yeah, Miss Judas.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is, though, isn't she? I mean, we like her.
No.
There's a rule. There's a rule. You leave the show, the rule is you're dead to us.
No.
But we all like Pippa, so we don't say it.
Yeah.
But the rule still exists.
We'll see you just after 10 o'clock this morning, probably.
Let's be honest. You know, let's be honest. And I know I speak for everyone here. We all want that show to fail. You know, because it's a lesson learned, isn't it? You learned your lesson.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, I'm not competitive.
No.
That's good wins to her, I say. Yeah,
but you do want to be in the top one.
So, you know, I've just texted her. This is how silly this is. She's not on our show anymore, but she's still in the same building. She's literally on the floor upstairs.
She is, yeah.
And I've just texted her saying, should we have a hug at 10:05?
Yeah.
And as in, like, you know, should we just meet quickly? How was it? Everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, see you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. So, yeah,
no,
it's a weird one.
She'll probably be listening.
No, on Listen Again.
On Listen Again, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
How are you, Rob?
She doesn't want to miss with. Fantastic, thank you. Had a great weekend. Nice long weekend. Went to see Martin Fry on Friday night, who was excellent.
Now, who's that, Dom?
Lead singer of ABC.
Correct.
It's correct.
Oh.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Was he doing ABC hits?
He was doing acoustic versions, yes.
Was he?
Song about his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like an evening with?
Yes.
And how was he?
It was superb. The voice, amazing after all these years. When you think a lot of those songs are over 40 years old, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
It's All of My Heart and Look of Love.
Look of Love is a great
Now,
I have waxed lyrical about the Look of Love a few times before. Now,
that's the look.
You know, I always play Captain Crapbeard's songs that I love.
Yeah.
And I go, when I hear this, I hear a brilliant intro. What do you hear? And within seconds, he goes, oh, my God, how old is this? God, what an awful keyboard synthesizer sound. And I'm like, yeah, but in its day, it was brilliant. Captain, it sounds crap now, whatever it may be. It sounds dated.
Yeah.
But I listened to The Look of Love when I was driving back from Leeds yesterday, and I had it very loud. The production...
Oh.
The sound on it.
Mm.
So listen to this. This song is from 1982, right?
Sure. Just the other day.
Mm. What do you think?
Don't mind it.
Yeah. Now, it proper kicks in. But the strings are... So it's Trevor Horn produced it.
Genius. Genius man, Trevor Horn.
And they've got some... Lovely, okay. They've got lovely strings on it, and the strings are just amazing. Amazing. It makes it, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, this is part four, I think.
It is, The Look of Love.
Yeah.
But listen to this, Captain.
This is lovely.
This is what Gary Davis used to use.
Be all right, nerd.
It's bad.
To do this in 1982 would have cost a few quid.
Yeah.
But it makes all the difference when you hear those lovely strings.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Come on.
What a lovely thing.
And his voice is on point. Is he Sheffield?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know they're classed as Sheffield band, but is he from Sheffield?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, ABC, Heaven 17, Human League. All from Sheffield.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. A few of some great bands in the 80s did Sheffield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Well, well done. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm just checking now. He was born in Stratford, Lancashire. So there you go.
Oh, he was he? Sorry.
But.
Right.
I think he was. I think he went to Sheffield Uni, and therefore that's when the band was
moved
formed.
There, didn't he? Yeah,
I'm being moved on by the new executive producer anyway.
Oh, are you?
Have you got your text off phones out of your area? Don't want to cheat a bit on my quiz.
Did the new exec producer that we haven't named yet just send you a message?
A wriggle on.
How rude! Who was texting back and telling him to get stuffed?
Yeah, unknown number was it?
Yeah, unknown number.
Question number one. Which Sheffield band had a top five hit with Miss Shapes in 1995? And that was purely ironic.
Wow.
My question was in there. Which Sheffield band had a top five hit with Miss Shapes in 1995?
Mm. Was that a top five hit?
Yes.
When I play, because I've played the Platinum Hour a few times, and I always think it's a real lesser known song by that band.
It's a very unusual song.
Double A-side as well.
Oh, was it?
Oh!
Which started Freezing With.
Oh!
And it got to number two.
Oh, you're just giving James a clue.
Yeah, giving James the answer now.
Question number two. Which record did Mo Salah equal on Sunday?
Yes.
Equal.
Yeah.
I thought he made a new record, but I can't remember what the one he equaled was.
Question number three. In which decade was Sky TV launched?
Now then. Now you're talking, aren't you?
In which decade was Sky TV launched?
It's between
Sky TV.
B Sky B.
Question number four. What is the name of the National Memorial to ex-US presidents in South Dakota called? The name of the National Memorial to ex-US presidents in South Dakota called?
Oh.
Good.
Yeah,
you know.
Come on. Oh, Joey and Friends talks about it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Finally, question number five. Jenny Newby and Lee Riley are best friends in which TV series?
Don't know.
Oh, I do.
Jenny Newby and Lee Riley are best friends in which TV series?
What?
Would we know their surnames?
Probably not.
You just said them.
I just said them, but I don't.
Okay.
Are they their real names?
They're their real names.
Right, what are the character names?
No,
you can't tell.
Oh, so these are the actors?
No, they aren't actors.
These are just normal people.
These are just normal people in a TV show series.
Mm.
Well, that's the question done. I'm back with the answers after this record. So you dare go nowhere, because I'm coming back at you after Bowling for Soup and Girl All the Bad Guys Want, only on Radio X.
Oh, look at that. Perfect. You didn't stumble at all there, Rob. You finally get the hang of it. Great sounds, Bully the Super Girl of the Bad Guys 1. It's time for the answers, Rob DJ.
Back by popular demand.
DJ voice.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
Da, 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 da. Here he is, it's Rob DJ.
Good morning.
He's the man with the answers to the question.
You ready for your answers then?
Yeah.
Do you not feel that Rob is just a little bit like he's got something missing in his life because there's no football?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It was sad on Sunday. So we lost a few games. And
what are you going to do for the summer?
I don't know. It's going to have to be cricket, isn't it, in Formula One?
Yeah. Oh, watch the Monaco Grand Prix. It was brilliant.
Well, yeah, that was excellent.
You did?
Great, I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Got well into it, actually.
Good.
Can't be the Formula One. It's superb.
Neown. That's what we say, isn't it, Rob?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
That's what Tracy says. She says, how can you watch this? It's just noise.
It's just noise.
Oh, you should take it to Silverstone for the Grand Prix weekend. That's noisy. Mm. Yeah. Right, let's go.
Question number one. Which Sheffield band are the top five hit with Miss Shapes in 1995? Captain.
Ah. Good. Hmm. I didn't get any of the clues, even though we were sort of talking about it. So, Sheffield, Arctic Monkeys, not right.
James?
Pulp.
Dom?
Pulp.
Chris?
Pulp.
It is Pulp.
Man.
Well done.
Did I not say Pulp?
No.
Did I?
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, I thought I said
Question
pulp.
Number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Which record did Mo Salah equal on Sunday, James?
Goals.
More specific?
Goals scored.
Dom?
Was it the assists? Was it most Premier League assists?
captain?
Well, he got to 47 goals and assists in a season, and I think that broke a new record. So to equal a record, I'm going to join Dom and say assists in a season.
Chris?
His most goals in a season.
It's actually most goal involvements in a season equal with Alan Shearer and Andy Cole.
That's most so we all goal get, so we all get a point.
Does that, it's kind of what we said.
Yeah, we all get assists.
Kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Question number three.
In which decade was Sky TV launched? Chris.
80s.
Oh, was it?
James.
I've put 80s.
That seems very good.
Captain.
Early. I've put 80s.
And Dom.
I put 90s. I think it was like just into the 90s.
It was the 1990s. It was the 2nd of November, 1990.
There you go.
Boom.
I don't believe you.
Were they not trialling it the week before?
You can Google it in a minute.
I'm going to blooming well Google it in a minute.
No.
I'm telling you.
2nd of November, 1990.
Nah.
80s is 5th of February, 1989.
Question number four. What is the name of the National Memorial of ex-presidents in South Dakota called? James.
Mount Rushmore.
Dom.
Mount Rushmore.
Captain.
Mount Rushmore.
And Chris.
The harpsichord.
It is Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
well,
it makes sense now that you've said the answer. But,
Joey from Friends was talking about it.
I can see you on your phone, so you're checking the question.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. 2nd of November 1990. Is that right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah. And finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Jenny Newby and Lee Riley are best friends in which TV series? Chris.
Gogglebox.
James.
Gogglebox.
Captain.
Gogglebox.
And Dom.
Funniest bit was when he ate her face pack thinking it was a yoghurt. Gogglebox.
It is Gogglebox. Yeah. Well done. Anybody get 5 out of 5?
Yes.
Did you?
Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
For anybody?
Well, no, golden.
I got 4.
Yeah, you gave us that.
Oh, so well done.
James.
Well, I got a point.
Yeah. 3, five. Anybody?
Three. I got 3. Oh. All the cool well kids done, got 3. Yeah. All the cool kids got 3.
Captain, I'm a
cool
get 3,
kid.
Yeah?
I'm a 3. I'm a cool kid.
Well done. Well done, particularly to Dom, for getting 5 out of 5.
Thanks, Rob. Hard,
yeah.
Well Thank done. You, mate.
Now, well done, Dom. 5 out of 5 was brilliant.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Sky Television launched its service in the UK on February the 5th, 1989.
Oh, yeah. No.
It initially offered 4 channels, including Sky News, Sky Movies, Eurosport, and the upgraded Sky Channel,
Rob!
Later to be known as Sky One.
How can you get
Once
that
Once again, on? That's February the 5th, 1989.
Okay, no, so I got 4 then.
Sky. I asked when Sky TV was launched.
Sky Television launched a service in the UK. Sky Television is the short version of television is TV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's according to Wikipedia. Yeah. It's 2nd of November 1990.
Right. Yeah.
According to all the internet, though, Rob, it's the 5th of February 1989.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dom got 4.
Oh, Robert.
Yeah,
that's what I'm working.
James got 4. Well done, everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
See you, bye.
Another great quiz. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Pub quiz on
Radio X. Oh, and it turns out that the Arctic Monkeys also had a hit with Misshapes.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, so you've done very, very well.
I love when Rob's wrong. See you, anyway. See you, bye.
I'm gone now. The Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
The
From speeding through the Smiler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train. Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, dozens of people have been hurt after a car was driven into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. 27 people are being treated in hospital, including a child who was seriously injured. Reporter Liam Gotting is at the scene in the city centre for Radio X.
The carnage of last night is still evident here on Water Street this morning. Broken glass, abandoned bikes, e-scooters scattered all over the street here in front of me. Officers are lined up and down from the top to the bottom of the street.
A 53-year-old man described by police as white and British has been arrested. Jenny Sims from Merseyside Police says they're not looking for anybody else.
The incident is not being treated as terrorism. We would ask that people refrain from sharing distressing footage.
In other news this morning, apprenticeship funding is going to be moved away from high-level courses to focus on training at lower levels. Ministers are promising to back the next generation by investing in more courses for under-21s in England. The British Medical Association has started balloting doctors for possible strike action in England. Resident, previously known as junior doctors, have been offered an average increase of 5.4% this month. And food inflation has risen for the fourth consecutive month. Prices are now 2.8% higher than they were a year ago. The British Retail Consortium says fresh produce is driving the increase.
Sport.
AFC Wimbledon have secured their return to League One after a three-year absence. They beat Walsall 1-0 in the League Two playoff final at Wembley yesterday. Wimbledon defender Joe Lewis spoke to Sky Sports News.
It's just been an upward trajectory since I've arrived. We were disappointed to miss out last season, but coming into this season, we were really confident that we could challenge. We were really disappointed to miss out on those top three spots, but I think it just shows the resilience of the group that after we were disappointed to miss out on that, to lift each other back up and get this done.
Charlton Athletic are back in the Championship after 5 years. They beat Leighton Orient 1-0 in their League One playoff showpiece. Elsewhere, Sunderland will be playing Premier League football next season. They scored a 95th-minute winner to beat Sheffield United 2-1. And Cristiano Ronaldo could be looking for a new club. He appears to have suggested he's leaving his team in the Saudi Pro League in a post on his socials. FIFA bosses say they are in discussions about a move that could see him play in the Club World Cup.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Cloudy with outbreaks of rain for much of the UK, a few showers and then sunshine in Scotland, though. A bit breezy for the south of England. 17 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I need to get Rob DJ back on the line.
I think we do.
Can we just see if we can get Rob back on the line?
Yeah.
Because I want to discuss with him. And by the way, he'll be adamant. He never admits his mistakes, ever.
Yeah.
I love... Oh, well, I looked... I looked at one source and it said this or...
I just love when he's wrong, he just say, okay then, thanks, bye.
And, oh, and when he's wrong, I love how he's proper wrong.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
If you're listening, Rob, and we're going to zoom you back. And we need to discuss this.
I think just to clear
this quiz question that you just asked. By the way, the show is not short of material today. When we're done with Rob DJ, then we're going to pick on Captain Crapbeard.
Oh, why?
All, no, no one cheat.
Okay.
All I'll say is music choices.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Music choices.
Yeah.
Why are you going to pick on me?
Because I've seen what everybody... It's the More Music Hour.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to pick a few songs.
Yeah.
You can choose from, within reason, something that will work on Radio X from any artists ever in the world. And I've seen your list, and we need to... I think we need to have an intervention.
Well, one song is very on brand, but not maybe your choice. One choice is definitely your type of music, and one's A Left Turn at the Lights.
A Left Turn at the Lights. It is a handbrake turn gone wrong. You flipped the car and you've landed in a skip. Yeah. You have caused the skip to then fall over, slide down a hill and land in the middle of a dirty pond.
You picked Aqua.
That said, though.
Right. Which one? Which Aqua?
It's not Aqua, is it?
Which one? Or Barbie Girl, no. Turn Back Time, though. Tune.
Is that a tune, is it?
Oh, it's a tune.
Sorry. All right, so that's a tune, but then my choice isn't.
You could choose.
I've just seen it.
There you go. You could choose anything. And you chose that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you listen to that in your spare time?
I have done.
Do you?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's in the Power Rangers movie.
Where's Rob DJ?
He's reconnected.
Oh, there he is. Ah, right.
Hey, Rob.
Hold that thought, Captain.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Rob DJ's back on the line. Rob.
Sorry about that. I've packed the microphone away and everything, so I had to set it all up again.
That's all right.
Go on.
Now, can you put on the big screen for me what was just on the big screen, James? Thank you very much.
No.
I just want to read you something about Sky Television, because you asked a question about Sky Television, didn't you?
I know.
Yeah. So Sky Television PLC, would you say that's Sky Television?
Yeah.
So that operated four-channel satellite television service, launched by Robert Murdoch's News International on the 5th of February, 1989. So Sky Television, that had grown out of Satellite Television UK, SATV, which launched in 1982, was bought by News International in 1983 and renamed Sky Channel in 1984.
I was quite a way out then.
Yeah. You said 1990.
1990. 2nd of November 1990.
How much research do you put into these questions? Tracy, what year do you think Sky started? I don't know, 1990. That'll do, mate. That'll do. Question number two.
Well, if you remember all them years ago when you first came to the quiz back in 2004, the next morning on the other place, you actually said some of the answers weren't necessarily correct, which is where it all started.
There's a little disclaimer.
My quiz might not be accurate.
Yeah. Welcome to my quiz. Now, whatever I've got as the answer goes.
That's the answer.
Whether or not you've got the right answer is irrelevant.
Judge's decision is final, isn't it? Rob's decision is final, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What two brothers from Preston formed the band Oasis? Preston?
Yes.
And then Robbo says, like, this one I've got here. Preston.
Well, that's what Wikipedia said. I double-checked with Wikipedia.
Trustworthy source.
But then you've got to go back and go, you know, what was Sky?
I really want it to be wrong on Wikipedia now.
No.
What does it say on Wikipedia?
Sky TV on Wikipedia.
All right.
It says founded 2nd of November 1990, and that's where I got my answer from.
Does it?
So, yes.
No, then go back to where
someone
you were.
Someone needs to correct.
It doesn't.
Go back to where you were.
Yeah.
All right, scroll down just a bit more there. What are you looking at, Tom?
Oh, that's right. I thought I saw 1989. Okay. Yeah, it does say that.
Yep.
As it happens, it does.
But what's the background of Sky?
Exactly.
Because Sky Channel was on in 1985 or 6.
Maybe what I should have asked was, when was Sky TV founded?
What I should have asked was, what? Sky TV formed in 1990, but what year did it form? And I want the answer that I just gave you there. When I used to go to Dublin and see the family there when I was a kid, like, Dublin had cable telly, like, really early. So I'd go in to see my cousins and they'd be watching MTV and I'm like, what's this? And they're like, MTV? Yeah. I'm like, MTV? They go, yeah, do you not have that? And I'm like, no. Yeah. And then they would get Sky, they Absolutely. Would get all the cable channels.
Yep.
Like in the 80s, Ireland's got a big cable TV history. Anyway, Rob, I just wanted to
it's
get
time
you on
for the more music hour, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, by the way, you wait till you hear what Captain Crapbeard's chosen. It's
honestly,
it's a disgrace.
You wouldn't believe it, Rob.
It's a banger.
You'd never guess it in a minute.
I tell you what,
years.
If Pippa, it's 9:10 now, so the chat is probably kicked in. Regret. If Pippa suddenly goes, I've made a terrible mistake, I need to come back.
Yeah.
Then we can just do a swap with Captain. Because Absolutely. You wait till you hear, Rob, what he's chosen. Any song in the world.
I'm waiting.
Well, me and Pippa were discussing this song in the office, and that's why...
She's the wrong person to discuss it
and
with.
And she was like, she, I got music choices across. She went, oh,
can I choose The Look
Captain,
of Love?
What a cheer.
Yeah, she stitched you up.
Can I choose The Look of Love?
By ABC, it would work better than what Captain's gone for. Chosen. Trust me. Well, you'll find out in a bit. Thank you, Rob.
Cheers, guys. Bye, see you later. Bye.
But we're going to start with a track chosen by me, not me. Oh. Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to go for?
I'm going to give you that. I've queued up that one.
Okay. Well, this is one of the best festival bands you'll ever hear in your entire life, especially if the sun is shining. Bit dodgy. Staying out for the summer.
Oh, it's a tune. And it's our little more music hour that we do every Monday. But it was Bank Holiday yesterday, so we'll do it today instead. Right, Radio X, get it turned
on. Staying out for the summer, playing games in the rain. The hills and the fortune got me fooled again. See, I work in a factory, I don't want to be late. I got my debts to pay for, they're gonna have to wait. If I ever see you again, and it's just my luck that you're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I hide? Staying out for the summer. I've had enough of blinding. Pockets off different men. They got me working all hours, I ain't gained nothing yet. If I ever see you again, I will tell you why. I was always insecure, I didn't want to make you cry. My good's turned bad and it's just my luck that you're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I ride? I'm staying out for the summer, playing games in the rain. The hills and the fortune won't be the same again. We'll be right back.
So imagine you work on the Chris Miles show. What a treat. What a dream. How, like, would you love to work on this show? This is your job, like, your job.
Mm.
You get to hang out with me, Chris Miles, and the great Dominic Byrne.
Oh, hi there, guys.
You know, James, whatever, but like, oh. And it's such a great life.
It's such a great life.
And then they have a feature on the show and they ask you, do you want to be involved? You go, yeah, what do I have to do? Pick three of your favourite songs. From what artist? Any artist you like.
What?
Yeah. Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Arctic Monkeys, Shed Seven, yeah. Sleeper, Manic Street Preachers. Wow. Just any of those. No, they're just examples. You can have anything you want. Faces, The Kinks, Foo Fighters. Yeah. You just wait till you find out what blooming Captain Crapbeard has actually put on the list and expects us to play. It is scandalous.
Oh, I'd never expect you to play them because there's always a couple spares in there.
You didn't pick it, though. Oh, you were ill-dropped that. You picked a good tune.
Oh, you got to pick three songs you love.
James, give me a song, please. Watch this as an example. Pick anything you like, James.
Oasis, Stand By Me.
See that? Yeah. See that? Yeah. I'm a slightly corporate kiss ass, I'll give him that, but still, you know, it's a tune.
They're back.
You wait. Keep listening. And you'll wait, and you'll hear what Captain shows. But in the meantime, Radio X plays Oasis.
Before my heart starts to
Oasis, and Radio X just played them. Wow. It must be a day. That is Stand By Me, chosen by James. Right, what is this song that Captain Crapbeard chose? You're going to find out in a few minutes. Just stay there.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Aldi's British sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Feel the thrill. Team Sport Indoor Karting. Save 10% with the code GET10 at team-sport.co.uk.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
From speeding through the Spyler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train, Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Tuesday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, TJ's Terrific Tuesday Topical 10. Today, top 10 books rented out by Cambridgeshire Library.
Cool.
The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
This is the More Music Hour on The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio. Can we do it now? Do we do it? I don't know whether we
it's
play.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Do we get it out of the way?
I know I've teased the audience, and there's nothing worse than being teased, and then they just keep dragging it out. But part of me is like, I can't play it. I actually can't play it.
Hey, it's up to you. It's always up to you.
One please, of your favourites.
One second, Tom.
Sorry. Of course it's up to me. I'm Chris Moyles.
I'm the star of the show. You know, if this was a pub, my name would be above the door saying that I had a license to serve liquor on the premises. But anyway,
right. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Is this genuinely one of your...
I freaked myself out
one of your favourite songs.
I looked you straight in the eyes and said it, and it just felt wrong.
It was the wink that did it for me.
No, it wasn't the liquor wink.
No one needed...
Which is that weird invite that you sent out a few months ago.
No one replied.
You were going to say...
I can't remember.
All right.
It's not one of my favourite songs ever.
Right, good.
I like I'm going to pick a song to get us out of this weird liquor business.
Yeah, I would.
I've been in the liquor business, man and boy. I'll discuss it at the Two Door Cinema Club, which to tune, all right? Just wait for it. We'll do it next.
In a few weeks, I will get time to realise it's right before my eyes and I can take it if it's what I want to do. I am leaving, and this is starting.
You did it again. You spoke over the chord progression of the song. Nothing changes. I love your chat and banter. Anybody who uses the word banter should literally be shaved and dropped in a field.
That's it. Shaved in a field.
Some songs need to have their intro moment too. Peace and love, about Alex. Oh, Alex, seriously, take the stick out your backside and cheer up, will you? You miserable get.
That said, morning, Alex.
Good Lord. It's a 14-second long intro. Do you know what? Do you know what, you misery guts? Blow it out your ass. Right.